Siddur Snippet Series generally sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lazer Ruvain Ben Yitzchak Kalevi. The snippet is also dedicated in loving memory of our dear friend, Brian Galbert. Tonight is his 7th Yahrzeit. Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruvain Nassan. Okay, we're making our way through Tachanun. And we're up to the expression. David HaMelech says, Kishama Hashem kol bechi, Hashem has heard the voice of my cries. And we asked last time, why is it in past tense? Shama Hashem, he heard, as if Hashem has already responded. We pivot, David HaMelech a moment ago is describing his suffering, his pain, his anguish. And then all of a sudden, just on a dime, he pivots, Shama Hashem, Hashem heard me, Hashem heard me. So the Radak has two explanations. The Sefer Anilo Dadi brings us all down. The Radak has two explanations. Either Omar Kain Bechiyuso Mechalyav, he said this when he recovered from his illness. So even though in the Kapitel Tehillim, it sounds like it pivoted in a dime, but chronologically, David HaMelech had healed from his illness, a long, drawn-out illness. And so he can confidently and conclusively say, Shama Hashem Kol Bechi, Hashem has heard the cries, the sound of my cries. Or says the Radak, Adayin Haya Bechalyav, Medaber La'asa Beruch HaKodesh, David HaMelech had a certain divine inspiration, and he was saying this so confident, he was saying it in an anticipating way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to heal him, so he presents it as if he's already healed. Kishama, past tense, Hashem heard my cries, even though he's still in the midst, he's still suffering, but he knows, Baruch HaKodesh, that Hashem is going to heal him. The Meiri says, similarly, on Pasuk later in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Kishama Kol Tachanunai, that David HaMelech, because he's so confident, Lorov Bitchono, he has such confidence in Hashem, he speaks about what will be as if it is what was. Okay. Radak has yet another interpretation, and that is that David HaMelech can say this nusach, this language, Hashem heard me even before he's healed, because Kevan Shemispala Beshviras Lev Tfiloso Miskabeles. When a person davens with a broken heart, that tefillah, that prayer, that connection is as if it's already heard and answered. Answer doesn't mean we always get what we want. It's not always a yes. Sometimes it's a no. But the connection, which is the ultimate result of tefillah, that comes when a person davens with a broken heart. We said this morning in the Parsha Shir, in our Parsha, Pasuk says, V'kashta misham, es Hashem lakecha u'matzasa. If a person requests, searches, yearns, longs for Hashem, misham, from that place, we spoke this morning, where is Sham? Why Sham? Umatzasa, the Torah says, you'll find him. How can the Torah guarantee? How can it say Umatzasa? And you'll find him. So we quoted Sfarim HaKadoshim say, because if Uvikashtim, if you're a Mavakesh, the very exercise, the very experience, the very process of being a Mavakesh, of Uvikashtim Misham, Umatzasa means you found him. You already found him. The Kotzke Rebbe says, we say in Kiddusha, Ayei Makom Kvodo, where is the place of Hashem's glory? Ayei. When a Yid looks, when a Yid asks, Ayei, when you're searching, when you're yearning, when you're looking, you've already discovered, you've revealed the place of Hashem's glory. So here too, David HaMelech has not yet healed. He's not yet recovered. How can he say, Kishem Hashem Kol Bechi? Because when a person davens, a Shvira slave, the tefillah is already miskabelas. So a person, David HaMelech says, Kol, the voice, the cry of my Bechi, of my tears, Hashem already heard it. I already feel connected. I already feel the benefit. Svarno has yet another explanation. Svarno says, "Kishama Hashem kol bechi, shasharei dmos lo ninalu." Marban Metzia tells us that the gates of tears are never locked. They're never locked. Why do you need gates? Okay, separate conversation, separate answer. But the Gemara says the gates of tears are never locked. There's a koach. We'll speak about this. If we're not in Yerushalayim, we'll speak about it tomorrow night and Thursday morning with Kinos, a day designated for crying, Bechiya Shachinam, Bechiya Ladoros, and the power of Bechi, the power of tears, Shari Demos, Lo Ninalu, so David HaMelech, Kol Bechi, because he's crying, he knows that those broken-hearted, heartfelt tefillah that comes and are accompanied by cries, Shari Demos, the gates are never locked from such a tefillah. The Ibn Ezra, says David HaMelech, Ra'a Shetfilosu Niskabla, Ya'kein Amar Shama Hashem Tchinasi, Sha'ashem Ripa Oso V'lo HaRofim. David HaMelech, who sees he's already healing, he wants to make sure he's attributing, he's crediting the right source. So he says, Hashem, you heard my cry. Hashem, you're the one. You're the Rofei Chobasoi. Hashem, you're the Rofei Lishvurei Lev. You're the one who healed me. V'lo HaRofim. Not to take away from our wonderful doctors. Doctors are incredible and they're selfless and they're amazing and they work hard. But ultimately, they are Shlichim. They are agents of Hashem. And the healing really comes from Hashem. We said this earlier. Chazar HaSidur snippet. In Shmona Esrei, Rifa'enu, we use the language, Hoshienu v'nivashea kisi lasenu ata. That in Rifa'enu, when there's healing, we thank the doctor because he was the instrument through which Hashem chose to heal. But sihi lasenu is ata. The praise goes to Hashem because Hashem is the healer. He's the arbiter. He's the one who decides whether there's healing. So when there is healing, the thanks, the gratitude, the acknowledgement, the credit goes to Hashem. Says the Ibn Ezra, that's kishem Hashem kol bechi. David HaMelech, who's already recovering, says, lest anyone think it's the doc, it's not the doctor. Hashem heard my cry. So just on this phrase, we saw three explanations in the Radak, the Sforno, the Ibn Ezra. There are others. But you see, Tachanun is rich and filled with beautiful, just these few words, such beautiful things to think about in our connection with Hashem. And we'll speak more about Kol Bechi, the power, the Shari Tmos Loninalu, over the next couple of days.